public comment. Public comment is a time for citizens to present information to the city, and if based on what is presented, additional information is needed and/or an answer warranted by the city. Citizens will be contacted by the appropriate city staff, and/or a future agenda item will be scheduled for further discussion. A public comment is not a time for set questions and answers. If councilors have questions, they will be presented to staff or the speaker at another time. During public comment, showing excessive support, either by voice or clapping, is not appropriate, and those who violate meeting etiquette may be removed from the room by the Sergeant of Arms. So first, we have Joe Spendolini.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name's Joe Spendolini, and I'm here as one of the officers of the Klamath County Chamber of Commerce and the chair of the Government Affairs Committee. I'm here just to commend you guys on the way that you've handled the static display that's on your agenda this evening. I hope that that passes this evening, but I think what you've come up with out there at Veterans Park is a great compromise. I think putting it over by the memorial instead of close to the lake is a great compromise to work with those that have opposed it. So I don't need the clock. I'm done.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you so much. And next, Heather Hart.
Did he not want to speak? I'm Mayor and Councilors, Heather Harter, Executive Director of the Klamath County Chamber of Commerce. Can I just say ditto what he said, but yeah. Really thank you guys for everything that you do. You had a big job looking at this F-15 static display, listening to both sides of it. I think you came up with a great compromise, and I hope you vote to get that project started, and I look forward to seeing it. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Does not want to speak. This one does not. Jeremy Riblett.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. I'm here to basically mimic what Joe and Heather have said, and thank you all for your hard work when it comes to the F-15 static display. And again, echo the hopes that you guys pass that tonight, and I look forward to seeing it downtown. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. And Kevin, is it Kevin Hart? Harter? Does not want to speak. Oh, no, go ahead, go ahead.
More than what they've already said.
Okay, but is in favor. Very good, thank you. All right, we don't have any more papers, so that concludes our public comment. 7.1, authorization of contract amendment number 1 with MODOC Contracting Company Incorporated for the static F-15 jet display project in the not to exceed amount of $512,575, and Public Works Director Mark Wilbert.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'd ask if you're familiar with the project, but I kind of think you probably are, so I'll just skip into some of the fine details here. December of last year, Council had authorized the city manager to execute the contract with MODOC for some pre-construction services in the not-to-exceed amount of $4,300. Over the next several months, there was quite a bit of input from the citizens regarding the location of the display, which at that time was adjacent to Lake Juana, right there in the area next to the row facility. And after some consideration of the citizens' feedback and trying to look at the overall success of the project itself, we wanted to look at another location, and that being the amphitheater, the stage area across on George Nurse Way. So then on May 1st of this year, Council authorized the contract amendment number 2 with ZCS Engineering to redesign the display at its new location. Plans were completed and given to MODOC Contracting for them to review and try to give us a guaranteed maximum price to construct the project at this new location, the amphitheater area. And that GMP is what is before you tonight as contract amendment number 1.
Councilor Wynn?
Yeah, I have some questions about working with MODOC. I know that we've been working with them on a few other projects, and it seems that their timelines are quite delayed. Have we discussed this with them, and do we have a clear timeline, and is that noted in the contract?
It is. I'd have to look it up, but I want to say it was spring of next year, so.
Okay, and what happens if they don't meet that?
I have to go back and read exactly if we have liquidated damages, but first off, before we get to that point, we're going to have some talk about it. And we also have to see if there is a delay, if it's something that's actually a legitimate delay as well.
Okay. And they're staffed and ready for this? I'm just a little concerned with experiences recently.
Well, the only project I have in mind was the Moore Park display structure, which is somewhat behind schedule, but that's the only one I have to base it off of.
Okay.
For the work history.
Great.
Any more questions or comments? Go ahead, Councillor Abbey or McClung.
Can you remind me on the funding? I know that we've allocated dollars from the American Rescue Plan Act.
Mm-hmm.
And did I understand correctly that the change in location is actually less expensive than the original?
It came in less expensive. It was still originally over budget with the lighting that we had in there. So we did some value engineering. And for right now, we're removing the lights, but we're going to put a conduit over there so that we can, at a later date, add those lights. So right now, we actually are under budget. And there's also a contingency of about $26,000 in there as well.
Very good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other question, comment? I will entertain a motion at this point.
I'll move to authorize the city manager to execute contract amendment number one with MoDoc Contracting, Inc. for the static F-15 jet display project in the not-to-exceed amount of $512,575.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Very good.
Thank you.